Hi, this is Dale Anderson. I wanted to continue on my first segment there was about how I got started, and it's 20 years later, and I wanted to cover a few things that I know, that I learned in 20 years, and they are not shocking, but I did find out how to fish in a little pond. That means if I'm fishing, a lot of times I'm better off fishing in a little pond than a big ocean because I have a better chance of getting a customer. And so the first thing I want to tell you about is location. If you're trying to sell something, and this pertains a lot to local marketing. I don't do much national marketing or international marketing because it costs a lot of money. But I know what I can do if I set my page up right. My site does not have to rank high. My page has to rank high for certain things. And I'll go talk about those things today. One is location. I will tell them my state, my county or parish, my town, and even my zip code. It's because people will include that in their searches. Now, you're going to be selling something. I sold horses, but you may be selling widgets. It doesn't matter. If there's a brand, include the brand. Most things have some sort of color to them. Include the color. Color is important to people. Size. You're selling shoes, you tell what size shoe it is. Or if you're selling, well, I'll go back to the horse again. I had big horses, I had little horses, and I had some medium-sized horses. I would include that information in my page. Color. Color is very important. We've covered that, but I want to go back to it in that people are fussy. They don't just want a horse. They want a blue roan horse. They want a red roan horse. They want a Palomino, a black. And if you're selling a car, you include the color because somebody's looking for the color you have, whether it be silver, red, black, blue. Include the color. Now, also include male or female if you're selling like animals, because people have a preference. Some people want males, some people want females. And if you're selling some kind of equipment, sometimes the model number will draw in people. Now, if you're selling services, you want to let people know what your service area is. Is it Bexar County, Texas? Include that. Is it Whatcom County, Washington? Include that. Niche. What are you? You may import audio, import cars. Is a niche. Volkswagen cars would be even a smaller niche. Niche it on down as far as you can. Professional. Profession. What is your profession? I was a farrier. I included that in my page I was working on. Maybe you're a beautician. Maybe you're a mobile beautician. Include those things. And it helps sometimes, especially if you can specialize a bit, your services. How fast a service do you offer? Sometimes overnight, 24 hours, while you wait, 1 hour. That any of those can help. Now, typically you want to include your address, your office, or your shop. I include my address. I used to take some pictures. You know, I come out of the road I was on. I'd show the road sign. If I turned the corner, I take a picture. Okay, I'm down here on the left. As I got closer, I showed them my mailbox. I showed them the buildings. That way they could recognize where they were at. You can either do that with pictures or with video. And sometimes scarcity can help you. Example of that would be time. Maybe your offering is only good for a certain time. June 2nd only. Sometimes one day sale. So keep all things in mind when you're writing your web page. And let's face it, web pages are usually sort of like a classified ad. You're telling people what you got and what you'd like to get for it as far as money's concerned. So follow some of these hints. Thank you.